Hey everyone, Callan here, and in this video I'm going to talk about how to detox from dioxins, which are one of the compounds, one of the chemicals which were released in the Ohio train derailment disaster when they burned the vinyl chloride. People are thinking that the vinyl chloride is really serious and a really big deal, and they're kind of focused on that. And vinyl chloride is pretty bad, but actually the thing that not many people are talking about, which is actually way more serious, is the fact that when you burn anything pretty much containing chlorine, you create something called dioxins, which are pretty much the worst and most toxic compound that mankind has ever created. Okay, so that's pretty alarming. We created a giant cloud of it. It basically, this stuff is known as something which basically does not degrade. Right, it does not degrade very easily. There are a few things which degrade it, like sunlight, for example, over many, many years. But that's only for dioxins that are sitting right on the surface of the soil. And actually, that's not where most dioxins are, because the surface that gets hit by light is very, very thin, and there's a lot more soil going on. Okay, so first of all, I'm going to say, if you're wondering why I got a weird background here, it's like we're in the middle of a windstorm here. And that would really mess with the microphone because I live outside. And so I ducked into this little shed here, right? This little thing here. It's got the roof would probably cave in if there was a snowstorm. So not exactly the safest place to be, but I'm sure it'll be fun for this video. Okay, so what are dioxins? So like I said, dioxins are something which is created when you burn chlorine. So when you burn trash, this is why you don't burn your trash, because you're creating dioxins. It's one of the many things that you create, but dioxins are by far the worst thing that you're creating. So, and it's also, you know, there's like making paper, for taking wood pulp and bleaching it in preparation for making paper and other things like that. That was kind of a common way that we created dioxins many decades ago. I think that's less of a problem now. Back in the day, before we knew what this stuff was, companies used to like actually dump it on certain towns. So there's a town which you can no longer go to anymore, because they basically used it as a dioxin dump, and they sold it as, oh, it's gonna reduce dust or something like that, right? Right, but it's a giant lie. Just like how they tell you that they're putting fluoride in your water to help your teeth. No, actually, they're just trying to get rid of a byproduct, a toxic byproduct of manufacturing, right? And they're putting it in your body. So it's pretty much the exact same thing, right? And dioxins are, we're in Agent Orange, which is a compound which the American Army or whatever dumped over a huge part of Vietnam during the Vietnam War, and it's still there, right? These things, like I said, they don't degrade very quickly. In fact, if left in certain circumstances, they may actually never degrade at all. So it's a pretty big deal. And another thing that you should know is that they build up in the environment and in the actual bodies of basically the ecosystem of the animals that live in it. And as you go up the food chain, it gets worse and worse. So what this stuff does is it settles on the soil or on the plants or in the water or these types of things. And these are ingested by animals which eat and drink these things. And then these animals get eaten. And then these animals get eaten by us. Right, this type of stuff. Or sometimes there's just the animal eats the grass and then we eat the animal. Sometimes there's multiple. I guess there's not really multiple. I guess it's usually just, we don't eat carnivores generally, so I guess that's incorrect. Okay, but anyways, basically, so it accumulates in the animals that eat the plants, and it accumulates in their fat, and it doesn't come out. It has like the body gets rid of this stuff, the half-life of the body, not degrading it, but actually just getting it out of the body, it takes 10 years to get half of it that you have in your body out. And you're probably taking in more than that during that period of time. So it's something that continues to build up. So the animals eat it. It ends up in all their fat. It ends up in their milk. It ends up in their eggs. And then we, or many of humans, eat these things. And that's why humans are actually have kind of the most exposure to this stuff, because we are farther up the food chain, and so we end up, and then we pass it on to our children, right, through mother's milk, and also through giving birth, right? The one of the ways that you can detox from dioxins is to get pregnant, because you put them into your baby. Okay, So, and then that's going to end up, even if the baby during its life never gets exposed to dioxins, it's still got a huge amount of dioxins in it, which is going to pass on to its child if it is a woman. And that cycle will continue. And it will get less and less over that time, assuming the environment is not continually getting more and more, which unfortunately is what's happening. So, okay, so let's talk about why the stuff's so bad. How bad is it? Okay, so like I said, it is the most toxic compound that humanity has ever created. There is no safe limit. Like in research, we can't even measure down low enough to find an amount which does not, when we administer it to an animal, does not increase their likelihood of negative outcomes. Quadrillion, right? We think, well, I said in a video the other day, it's not 1 millionth, it's not parts per million, it's not parts per billion, it's parts per trillion, and I actually found out it's actually parts per quadrillion. Safe limit, right? So, okay, so like we'll take an aspirin pill. I said this example in the other video too, but some of you haven't seen that. So, can cut it into 23 million pieces and take one of those pieces and put it in your mouth, and that is your lifetime safe limit of dioxins. So, serious, serious stuff. Like, and also, like, there was this one study where they put a tiny, tiny little bit of dioxin on the ear of a rabbit, the rabbit died, and then they put another rabbit in that cage, and that rabbit died. So, pretty serious stuff. Okay, so basically this works on a number of routes, avenues, I can't think of the right word here, in the body to create various problems. So let's go into those real quick. So basically the way it generally works, and just a little bit of a preface here. So there's not a whole lot that we actually know about this stuff, because actually the EPA and government agencies have actively been trying to hide what they know about this stuff, because well, the stuff we already know is super bad. They're actually trying to hide stuff, right? Because it's worse. So, and that includes burning down the houses purposefully of people who had all of the documentation about this stuff. Multiple people, okay? Okay, so basically it works by, one of the ways it works, there's this system in the body that is called the, I'm forgetting the name, it's AHR. It's a receptor system, this stuff will bind to that receptor, and then that receptor is important for all kinds of different reasons. And I think AHR, I think it is. I can remember the name. Okay, I had to go look it up. So it's aryl hydrocarbon receptor, okay? So this is something that's found in the gut and is found in other parts of the body. It's necessary for lots of different reasons. It's generally tied to the hormonal system, your immune system, and your development system, right? So people who are younger or developing or who are gonna have something developing inside of them are the ones who are going to be most heavily affected by this stuff, okay? So birth defects is kind of the big one that we're going to start on here. Okay, so all kinds of horrible things. You know, you've seen stuff like really minor issues here, like the cleft in the chin. You know, like there's like Joaquin Phoenix or something like that. He's got a little thing, and a lot of these people who have that little problem, they can get that fixed up and stuff like that. One of the causes of that is dioxins. Okay, and it goes all the way to the point of complete disfigurement, not even alive when being born. You know, being born without different limbs and development. Basically being totally developmentally fucked for the rest of their lives, and which probably won't be for very long, especially if it was a very high exposure. And again, like I said, continuing to pass that on into the further generations. So basically, it's a family tree killer. It kills your family tree. Okay? So a second thing is it causes cancer, right? It works on the hormonal system. It works on the genetic system, right? So it gets onto the HR receptor, then appears to the body like one of its native hormones, the cells let it in, and it starts fucking with all the genes, okay? So it's a carcinogen, and so there's two different types of things that we think of as cancer causing. There's the ones that kind of initiate a cell to turn into a cancer, and there's things which kind of motivate that and support that cell in becoming a big, giant, problemsome cancer before the immune system can deal with it. Dioxins are both. They do both of these things. So it's toxic to the liver. It basically destroys your liver. So I assume I don't have to say a whole bunch about that. Like if you want to know what the liver does and why it's important, you can go look that up. Okay, so then hormone disruption. So again, developmentally, this is probably a big reason why we see a lot of people who are confused about their gender. That's my theory. You know, turning the frogs gay, that's not a joke, right? Lots of things do mess with your sense of, like, humans within a human, they have the circuitry or the programming to be able to operate as either a female or a male, depending on what the environment and their internal environment tells them to turn into. And so if you fuck with that, you can get males, for example, who are sexually responsive in a feminine way, right? And we call that being gay or something like that. I don't even think that's natural, okay? I think the reason that we see a lot of that stuff going on is because of toxicity in our environment, and that probably has a lot to do with dioxins as well. And another one of the things that it does is it basically messes with your immune system. So you have your thymus gland. It's one of the endocrine glands of your system. It's kind of in the heart region, right? We got a thyroid up here. We got other ones up here. We got other ones down here, right? We got them all over the place, kind of on kind of a chakra system, right? The heart chakra gland, endocrine gland, is the thymus gland. And this is largely important with the immune system. And basically, it causes this gland kind of degrades over your lifespan. But it basically causes quick degradation of the thymus gland, which is your immune system, okay? So basically, it makes you weak. It makes you susceptible to all kinds of other things going on. Dioxins are also known to cause diabetes. Actually, a lot of people who have diabetes, it may actually be because of dioxin exposure, okay? And then there's like a huge list, right? For example, like in fish, which is actually one of the main places that you get dioxins, is their heart, and this probably happens in humans too. So the heart basically has a layer of skin that needs to develop at a certain stage. If you have dioxins in the body, this layer never forms and you basically have a dysfunctional heart. Okay, so anyways, lots and lots of reasons why this stuff is bad. Very small amounts go a hugely long way, and they are pretty hard to get rid of. So, and there's basically hardly any information at all on the internet about how to really get rid of them once you've actually got into your body. So we've all been exposed. Every living thing on this planet has been exposed to some degree. People in Ohio are probably at the point where they're not going to be able to have children if they're even going to live a few more years beyond where things are right now. Okay, that's how serious that exposure of what they're going through. I can't believe that Trump is going to go there. Fucking crazy, right? Totally insane. He doesn't understand what's going on if he's going to go there. So anyways, let's talk about how to deal with it. Well, first of all, The most important thing would be to limit your exposure. So first of all, get out of places where you know that there's been exposure, and get out of downwind and downstream of all these places, and get like really far away. Like I'm many hundreds of miles, probably thousands of miles, probably over 1,000 miles away from that place, and I feel uncomfortable. So anyways, the main exposure is like 95% comes from animal products because of what I was talking about earlier, because it goes up in through the food chain. Okay, so basically, if you want to not be exposed to this stuff, you can inhale it, you can get it through your skin, all these types of stuff, but mostly you get it through your food, through animal fats or fats that come from animal products like milk and eggs. So if you don't want to get exposed to what's going on out there, then you may want to consider veganism. Now, I am mostly vegan. I don't think veganism is the healthiest thing, but I do it for mostly moral reasons, and I do think it is possible to adapt ourselves to make it actually perfectly healthy. It's just not kind of the default mode for most humans right now, because almost all of us grew up eating meat, and that's what our bodies are used to, okay? So, but if you want to be safe from this stuff, for the most part, then don't eat animal products. Don't eat anything that has animal fat. Okay, so there's something called indole-3-carbinol, which is found in cruciferous vegetables like broccoli and cabbage and things like that, which basically interacts with that AHR system that I was talking about and has been shown to have an effect on the amount of dioxins, or at least the effects of the dioxins that are in your system are going on, right? So basically, my plan for that is I'm gonna buy myself a whole bunch of broccoli seeds for sprouting. And I've got a couple of sprouting jars, and this year I'm gonna try and make it a habit to basically be eating broccoli sprouts or some kind of cruciferous vegetable sprouts, basically, you know, at least a few times a week, if not every single day. So another thing that actually has been scientifically shown to be successful is chlorella, because of the chlorophyll that's in it. So basically, there is a 30% reduction of dioxins measured in the system, in the body, in a group of people who were given chlorella to eat for a period of time. So there's something called green tea catechins, It's just a compound. I think it's a protein which appears in green tea, the leaves of green tea plants. And this thing, if you look into this stuff is useful for like a long list of things. And that includes cancer. And there are people out there who are theorizing that it will actually be helpful for reducing the impacts of dioxins on your system. So basically, green tea, they say specifically it has to be unfermented green tea. I didn't know people fermented green tea, but don't get that kind. So there are people out there who are theorizing that iodine may be helpful. So the reason that people take iodine in preparation for a situation where we have a nuclear bomb going off is because there's a form of iodine, radioactive iodine, which gets released into the air, and your body will absorb it and it will kind of become permanently part of your body. Therefore, you'll be constantly getting radiated. And specifically, it's going to be happening in your thyroid if you absorb that iodine and didn't just let it pass through your system. So if you've got a bunch of receptor sites in your thyroid which are looking for iodine, and then all this radioactive iodine comes, that's what it's going to take and that's what's going to stay there. So you want to keep yourself stocked up on iodine so that that doesn't happen. So people say because chlorine is a halogen, and because of how the molecule is constructed, it's two benzene rings, which is six carbons in a ring, and they're attached to each other with two oxygens. So it's a very symmetrical and kind of a beautiful molecule, actually. So two benzene rings attached together, and then there's a bunch of attachment points which different molecules can attach to, but it's the chlorines which are attached to, and that's what's making it really, really serious. Actually, if you took the chlorines off, these things would still be toxic, but it's the then you add the chlorines, and now you've got the most toxic substance in the world. Anyways, so these are the things that are kind of dangling out there, the chlorines, the halogens, which are going to be probably binding to the receptor sites which are looking for similar things. So if you basically have something already in your body which is attaching to those spots, then they're not going to attach to the dioxins, and theoretically that means you're going to just flush them out of your body rather than making them a permanent resident, okay? But that's largely theoretical. So glutathione is very likely to be helpful for this. Glutathione is basically your body's major or like most prominent antioxidant. It's basically one of the main detoxifiers of your body. And we often don't have enough of it. Especially if you drink alcohol, you've got like 10% of what a normal person has, right? You're really destroying yourself by drinking alcohol or taking Tylenol or these types of things, okay? So basically, you want to have a lot of glutathione in your body. It probably will help directly with the dioxin. But even if it doesn't, it's going to help with everything else going on in the immune system and detoxification in your body. And so if you're taking all that load off of the glutathione system or of the body's having to focus on all this stuff by using more glutathione, then those other systems are going to be more able to focus on the problems caused by the dioxins and maybe getting them out of the system. So glutathione, if you eat it, your stomach's basically going to break it all apart, right? And so basically you need it to be liposomal, you need to put it in the other end, or basically what I do, use N-acetylcysteine. Your body turns N-acetylcysteine into glutathione. And actually it's probably better to do that anyways, because if you just give yourself straight glutathione, your body may get lazy and stop making it as much, right? But if you give it the precursor, then it still, you know, has to make it, and so it's not going to get lazy. Then there is activated charcoal. So activated charcoal has been shown to actually detox these things. For example, a proposed treatment for how to clean fish oil, which are high in dioxins, is to basically put them through activated charcoal, because they'll come out and then the oil would just come out the other side without the dioxins in them. So if you're consuming dioxins, then you may be able to bind them before they get absorbed by the body using activated charcoal. The problem with that is that it's going to bind to a lot of the proteins, a lot of the other things which you actually do want to absorb. So that's the thing about activated charcoal. You got to use it when you know you've been poisoned, because if you use it all the time, and especially when you're eating, then you're kind of, you know, sabotaging your ability to absorb nutrients. Just getting scary out there, guys. Okay, so another thing that I heard of, I hadn't heard of before, and I didn't look too deeply into it, but you can look into it if you're interested. There's some sort of Ayurvedic, like, fat cleanse where you are basically putting in a lot of really good high quality fats. And they use, I think, ghee for this, which is clarified and has a lot of stuff removed, though honestly I suspect that the dioxins would probably still be in ghee. So you'd need to make sure you're getting the source of ghee that has not been contaminated with dioxins. So basically, I think the theory is you put in a bunch of fats and it kind of overwhelms the body with fats and it pushes out the old ones, right? And those old ones are the ones that are full of dioxins, and so you're basically expelling them from the body. So you'll just have to look into that. I don't know much about it. So there's other things that I've heard, but haven't looked into yet. Vitamin E is supposedly really helpful, but you can get too much of that, so be careful. Carotenoids are said to be helpful. And last, but yeah, it's least, virgin camel urine. Seriously, there's scientific research on it. So anyways, that's basically what I've come to with my research, and basically my takeaway is avoid animal fats as much as possible, and if you are going to ingest animal fats, then make sure they're from a clean source. So if you're eating ghee, then I would recommend a company called Ancient Organics, where they have grass-fed cows, and they make the ghee the old natural, I think they still, I don't know if this is true anymore, it may be still true, but I think they chant over the ghee while they're making it on a full moon, right? It's like this big thing, it's a big production, like it's a really, anyways, and these cows are in California, they're far away from Ohio, so, you know, if you're interested in ghee, you know, that's a good source of vitamins A, D, and K, by the way, so. Anyways, and then you can try any of those other things. Also, if you pay attention to Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, he is a person who I got a lot of his information from. I read a book this morning and then a bunch of other places. I've been doing a lot of research, but he's on this. He's on the ball with this, and he's been interviewing a lot of interesting people. So check out the Health Ranger report. He's on Brighteon.com. That's his, he started that video streaming site. So I just want to say, like, he's hitting home runs, like multiple home runs a day, not just on dioxins, on all kinds of different subjects. So definitely check out his work. And I think tomorrow he's putting out kind of like another summary, kind of what I did here. So we'll see what else they found. So anyways, that's my rundown on detoxing from dioxins. Good luck out there, guys. We'll see you later.
Thanks for watching. If you like this video, please consider sharing it. If you'd like to help me out in a more substantial way, you can learn how to do so at cowan.org/gift. And if you'd like to have a one-on-one conversation with me, whether publicly or privately, you can learn how to do so at cowan.org/one-on-one. Thanks again for watching.